Hello, Saints. Just a short topic to bring today came to mind while I was studying a few things, and that's anger and the wicked. That's the topic title for today. And I just want to share some verses and some definitions of words that I found studying anger, hatred, enemy, and how it pertains to God and the wicked. We often hear out in the streets, "You're so hateful," or "You don't love anyone. God is love. God is love." Well, let's take a look. Psalm 7:11. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Now you may think, well, angry isn't that bad, he's just a little bit upset at the wicked. But if you look at that word angry, it means za'am in the Hebrew. It means a primitive root properly to foam at the mouth, that is to be enraged, abhor, abominable, be angry, defy, have indignation. So let me read that again. Psalm 7:11. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Puts a little bit of a new perspective on that. Psalm 5:5. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, thou hatest all workers of iniquity. That word hatest, sane in the Hebrew, means a primitive root to hate, personally. Enemy, foe, be hate. Hateful or hater, odious. So these are very powerful words the Lord is using. Psalm 11:5. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. James 4:4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. That word enemy, ekthros in the Greek, from a primary word ekthro, to hate, hateful, passively odious, or actively hostile, usually as a noun or an adversary, especially Satan, enemy, foe. I find that interesting because in John 8:44, the Lord calls out those that wouldn't hear his words. And let's read John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So let's go back and read James 4:4 again. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. That word enemy, ekthros, usually as a noun, an adversary, especially Satan. I love how the word of God all ties together like that. So I have one more verse here as just kind of an admonition for you. Zephaniah 2 verse 3. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. So ponder that today, saints and seekers, whoever's listening. The Lord is love. God is love. But he's also anger and wrath. He's coming back to destroy, to burn up. And he's angry with the wicked every day. Remember, angry, foaming at the mouth, enraged with the wicked, abhorring the wicked. We may not see it right now because the Lord is very merciful. He's very gracious. But the time is coming when the wrath of God will be released in this world, and you don't want to be on the wrong side of that. So I hope you have a good rest of your day or night wherever you are, and God be praised.